Chapter 4. At 9 o'clock Monday morning, Spade found himself sitting in the doctor's office getting examined. The doctor touched the lump, and it moved readily with slight finger pressure.
"Does that hurt?" the doctor asked.
"No."
"Okay. In regard to the lump," the doctor told him, "you have a lipoma." Spade could have sworn the lump jumped from his back to his throat. He had to swallow hard. He tried not to panic, but his pounding heart let him know he wasn't doing a good job.
"Doc, if you're trying to scare me, you're doing a good job."
"No, no," the doctor said. "Lipomas are the most common non-cancerous soft tissue growth." He scribbled some notes. "I'm going to remove it just to be sure the growth is non-cancerous. I'll be right back."
Spade's leg shook nervously as he waited for the doctor to return. He didn't know the first thing about medicine, but he hoped and prayed the lump was as minor as the doctor made it seem. The doctor knocked, and Spade told him to come in. He then explained the procedure. "I'm going to inject a local anesthetic around the lipoma, make an incision in the skin, remove the growth, and close the incision with sutures."
He made it sound so simple, Spade thought. "You ready?"
"Sure." His first instinct was to call Bria so that she could pray with him. They were prayer partners and prayed about everything. He was convinced that she had a direct line to God because whenever they prayed together, miracles happened. As badly as he wanted to tell her, he just couldn't bring himself to do it, though. She had enough on her plate with the opening of her business and planning the wedding. He didn't want to worry her needlessly, especially over some small outpatient surgery. The doctor performed the procedure, and it turned out to be fairly simple, just like he described. "We'll let you know when we hear back from the lab," was the physician's departing comment as Spade pulled his shirt back on.